What's up, everybody? Welcome to Talkin' Tunes, the show where two guys sit around and BS about music. I'm Tony.
I'm Kevin.
And today, we're going to be talking about Eternal Boy and their new album, Awkward Phase. Before we get into that, as always, Kevin, go ahead and catch me up on your life. Tell me what you've been listening to.
Are we not moving to the shameless plugs before we get into all that anymore? Or?
I can do that.
I mean, you did it like twice and then just forgot, I guess.
That's exactly what happened. It was right before we started going on our break.
Breaks.
Okay, shameless plugs beforehand. Be sure after the show to check us out on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/talkingtunescast. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/talkingtunescast. And you can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/talkingtunescast or at talkingtunescast, however you want to get to that. Be sure to check us out on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. Whew. Brain's a little broken
this evening.
Yeah, you caught me. I always get drunk before I do the show.
Anywho, loosens you up.
Back to what I was saying before. Kevin, go ahead and catch me up on your 2 weeks.
Yeah, so it's totally my fault you didn't record last week. I had a super busy week with, like, job fairs, like, prepping for that, like, all week, and I was out last weekend. Not out, I was home, but doing that and then prepping for job fair and, like, interviews and stuff all last week and trying to figure out homework and, like, reports and stuff. That sucked, but I'm good now. I did, like, nothing this weekend, and it's been incredible.
As it should be.
Yes. Oh, it felt so good to just, like, take Saturday and literally just, like, sit on the couch and just do nothing.
Yeah, right.
Watched a little bit of college football. Ordered a pizza.
Cool. Now I need to edit the show. Thanks.
My bad. I forgot. It's been a while.
Fair enough. Yeah. Anything else?
Not really. Honestly, I'm just kind of like mentally drained right now. So.
Good way to be going into the show, right?
Oh, yeah. Always going 100%.
Yes, we are professionals here.
What about you? What have you been up to these past 2 weeks?
You know, not actually a whole lot. Just keeping up with schoolwork. Ended up at home this weekend for a family event. Although I gotta say, I don't want to say what album it was because it's our album for next week. But a new album came out as I was driving home Thursday night, and as I was leaving campus, I put it on. I hit play, like pulling out of the parking lot.
Using your phone while driving?
No, pulling out of the parking lot.
That's driving.
Shh. And I drove all the way home listening to the album. Final song ended as I pulled into my driveway. It was incredibly satisfying.
So now you know exactly how long it takes to get from Tony's house to wherever he goes to school.
Yeah, nice way to censor yourself on that one. Yes. Except, of course, depending on traffic, it's different. But, yeah, it was like, you know how satisfying it is when the song ends as you're pulling into the driveway? It was just that, but, like, times 12. It was amazing.
Oh, so. 12 songs in the album. Spoilers.
It might not actually be 12.
No,
definitely guessed a number.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, because I hate pulling in when it's like two-thirds through, because it's like, oh, it's so close to the end, I have to listen to it. Especially if it's a song like I actually like.
Yeah, exactly. So
I just like hate sitting in my like driveway or into like a parking lot being like, I'm gonna sit here and look weird for a minute while I still rock out to this song.
Yeah, exactly. And what I did that the other night, and as I like was sitting in my car, I noticed a police officer drove by. I'm like, well, that's gonna look suspicious.
You smoking doobies again?
Yeah, you caught me. the other funny thing I had happen was I was listening to my release radar on Spotify, as I do every Friday, and I had one song came on it that I would say, I'm trying to It was like a more emotional song, I think. It was like a nice like acoustic thing, and it was really good. And so, you know, it hit, pardon the pun, but it struck a chord a little bit. And then I had the emotions running through me. Immediate next song that came on was called MILF Money. And not spelled out either. It was a MILF dollar sign.
Oh my god, that's on my release radar too.
It's so bad. That song was garbage. But yeah, I was like, well, way to shift the mood, Spotify. So it's good. Yeah, and ended my weekend by getting some new glasses. So I'm pretty excited. Not that anyone.
I saw your snap about that.
Yeah, figured I went. I embraced the geek. They're nice like hipster glasses. It's good.
No, the rims aren't like half an inch thick, so they're not quite hipster glasses.
No, true.
And they're not like slightly too big for your face.
Exactly. They are bigger. I usually get like thin lenses though, and these ones have much like wider lenses, which is throwing me off a little bit. Mm. You know, it's all good. So yeah, that's my weekend, and well, I guess the last 2 weeks basically, because apparently I can only remember the last 4 days. So.
Solid.
Yeah. Oh. Well, with that, Kevin, would you like to tell us all you can about Eternal Boy?
Oh, I will tell you all that the internet can tell me.
Spoilers. So, it's not a lot.
No, I actually interviewed them the other day and like tell me everything.
Because we're professionals here.
Oh, totally. It would be incredible if we, for some reason, got, like, an actual artist to, like, be on this for, like, all of 3 seconds.
I would really like to, but I don't even know how we would go about doing that. I mean, we haven't... What are we... Huh?
Honestly, I think if, you know, knock on wood, whenever new Boys of Fall come on, if we tweet them from the Talking Tunes account and be like, hey, give us a shout-out and, like... come on our show for like 5 seconds, I think there's a non-zero chance they would do it.
All right, fair enough. We'll keep that in mind.
Keep that in the back pocket for whenever that comes around.
Yeah.
But anyway, Eternal Boy. Eternal Boy, pop punk band originally from Pittsburgh, PA. And they're also originally known as the Space Pimps prior to 2016, so I'm familiar with them. And Eternal Boy, same thing. Which is weird also, because we talked about this last week. I don't know if it was on the show or not, but the Space Pimps' last album was called Eternal Boy, but it's like also Eternal Boy's first album, but it's like both bands, but it's the same band, and it makes like no sense. But
right. And you weren't able to find anything on like if it's even like the same group or something, or if someone like... you know, left the Space Pimps and created Eternal Boy instead or anything like that. Like, there's no background on, like, what happened between the projects.
No, as far as what it says here, it's just been the same three dudes for, like, the entire time. But yeah. They just, like, decided to change their name. And I guess, originally, fun fact number one, they were originally called the Space Pimps because it came from a nephew of one of the band members who described them as pimps from outer space.
Well, there you go.
So I think they wanted to just get a name with, you know, a deeper meaning.
I guess. I wonder if the reason for re-releasing the album under the new band name is just to, like, start with some music under their belt, you know?
Maybe. Or it could totally just be a Spotify thing.
Yeah, I could see that happening, too, if it's, like, the same, like, like artist account or whatever, however it works. I don't know. So
yeah. Because it also says on here that, you know, the band's first album as Eternal Boy is Awkward Phase.
Gotcha. Cool. On that note, should we jump into Awkward Phase here?
We should.
All right. Why don't you start us off, since this is your pick for the week?
Start me off with Clean Slate?
Yeah, exactly. It's good.
Yeah, there's solid. Some kind of message there. So Clean Slate, number one opening best track, Awkward Phase. Not best track, it's a clear intro track. It's only like a barely over a minute long.
Mm-hmm.
Solid intro though, and like after like that opening 30 seconds sort of does like that ambient like like guitar stuff and like the vocals over the back, it's pretty much telling you exactly what we're going to hear for the next 38 minutes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It sets the trend from then on, which is, you know, works for and against them.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think, like, it's one of those albums that I think both manages to, like, have a really solid main, like, musical theme or tone, I guess, might be the way to describe it. Like, it stays very well within its genre and does its stuff well, but I almost wish they branched out a little more.
Yeah, that's, if you were to look at the Google Doc of my notes, you would see that initially a lot of notes, and then as it went on, it kind of petered out because I felt like I was saying the same things because a lot of stuff just kind of started to blend together.
Yeah, that said, it's a very strong start. I actually think the whole start of the album is very good.
Are you talking start just the first track or the first, like, three? Because the first three are kind of...
I was going to say, like, the front half, I think it's front-loaded. Okay. So, like, the first 3 to 6, maybe? 3 to 5. I think you could argue over, like, where that stops, but I do think it's very front-loaded with good tracks. The other thing I would just like to casually drop, and I want everyone to keep this in the back of their heads as we go into the album. Clean Slate, very first line is 10 freaking years. Okay? Just remember the phrase, 10 years. Remember that, because, and I'm sure you will, because they'll tell you a lot.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, just expand a little bit. I guess this came out in 2017, first time... 2007 was when they released their first full record and toured for the first time, so gotcha. That's why it's 10 years.
No, it makes perfect sense. It was just one of those things where it came in the first time. I was like, okay, cool. It's like a callback to their history as a band. And then they just kept mentioning it.
Well, you know, yeah. It's, you got to have something to hang your head on.
Right. But, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of growing pains in those 10 years.
Nice. That transition was almost as smooth as the transition in the album.
Almost.
And speaking of that transition, literally thought that the two songs were the same one for the first, like, week we listened to this.
Oh, I absolutely thought the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, this is a really long song. I'm like, oh, it's actually two.
Yeah, and I was like, why would they just switch choruses like that? That was so odd. It's completely different halfway through. I don't understand why they did this.
It's almost like it's two different songs. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's so odd. Gotta say, though, Growing Pains, I think it sort of kicks off even better, like, as the opening, the actual full opening track. It takes everything that Clean Slate has, which is, like, you know, catchy, solid punk pop riffs and vocals, and just amplifies a lot of that. Like, you know, there's some nice harms. They got a soft pre-chorus that builds into a really good chorus and everything. It's awesome. So this track is one of my favorites on the album.
Yeah, this one exemplifies, and I've been trying to figure out exactly what I mean when I say this. Okay. It just exemplifies what, like, 90s pop punk sounds like to me. And I still don't know exactly what I mean by that. I think it's something along the lines of just, like, the way the guitar sounds mesh with the vocals with, like, harms over it. And just, like, it's mostly, like a lot of the high and low end are both mainly, like, guitar. And you don't really get a whole lot of bass, but you've got, like, a lot of bass drum.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. And I think it's just, like, the beat that it has and, like, the pacing and everything just sounds like 90s, early 2000s to me.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing you hear in, like, old Fall Out Boy, old Blink, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. They nailed that sound perfectly. And I think we talked about it. I'm a huge fan of that, so I was very excited when I was listening.
Yes, I recommended it specifically for that reason.
Exactly. It also has a bit of a pseudo breakdown kind of in the middle, which I thought was a little surprising because I'm not sure. I don't know. It's the kind of thing that I would expect in 90s music, like 90s pop punk. Because at first I was like, really? They put a breakdown in? That doesn't seem like something that would be like that old punk style. But like after listening to it a couple times, I think it's like not quite a breakdown. So it's like it actually fits pretty well.
Yeah, anytime with, like I came with that, I just called it like instrumental section because it's not it's not really breaking anything down really. It's just like you're just not having words for a little bit, and it's different than like a bridge or the intro or the outro.
Yeah, exactly. The one last note I had on this one was I like the sort of outro they have, but like. It feels like the ending goes on forever. You know?
Yeah, where they just kind of like have that note that just kind of like hangs there for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like... there's like that like... It's the note that's like being held out, but there's still like that guitar you can barely hear is actually like changing notes over it.
Yes, exactly. I feel like
that's another 90s thing that... I hear all,
yeah, I guess it would be. I don't know. We've talked about it before. Like, I hate when the song just hangs on like forever.
God, song can't hang on. Song can't fade out. What are you gonna do with yourself?
I love good like resolved endings. I don't know. I got nothing. I'm just contradicting myself today. My goal is to say as many things that go against each other, in one episode as possible.
You're being a real freak show right now.
I love Eternal Boy. I hate Eternal Boy. All right, we're up to two.
Oh, man, speaking of freak show, like I mentioned, but you totally ignored.
Whoa, I didn't hear it.
I said you're being a real freak show today.
Oh, nice. I think
the people at home will hear it.
Yeah, I have to apologize because I think I'm having a... I think my internet's kind of cutting in and out. You're cutting out a lot in our Discord call, so...
That's... somewhat unfortunate, so I should sort of say everything twice and then you'll catch it one of the two times.
Yeah, just be sure to say everything twice and I'm sure I'll catch it one of the two times.
Yeah, so anyway. No, that was a good joke.
I'm glad you appreciated,
that one. Yeah, this is the second time you made me laugh today.
It's a score. What's a good day?
Alright, freak show.
Yeah.
Another one, like Growing Pains, fades in from the hanging note of Growing Pains.
Mm-hmm.
Like Growing Pains did with Clean Slate. Different enough you can tell it's a different song, though.
Yes, definitely. I would totally agree with that. It's like, you know, it does what Clean Slate did into Growing Pains, but better. Because, like we said, the Clean Slate into Growing Pains one is almost too smooth. Not that it's, I don't think that's necessarily like a bad thing. I don't want to like say that's a bad thing, but Growing Pains is like clearly a divide between the songs.
Right. Yeah, but Freak Show starts, it has that where it builds in off that previous note, but it also starts right away with the heavy, beat changer with like the guitar going into that little bit of a lower register.
Right. This is also where I noticed my notes getting a little samey because right off the bat I was like my first note for Growing Pains is nice harms, and then Freak Show I have nice intro, good harms. And I was like, oh great,
it's gonna be one of those.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's gonna be one of those.
Yes, exactly. The other thing that I thought, like, I couldn't decide how I feel about this song because I like it. But I don't know how, like, the chorus is weird for me.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because I felt that way about one later on.
Okay, I'm glad you agree. It's just very odd. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the chorus doesn't rhyme at all, and, like, you shouldn't have to rhyme to have a good song. But at the same time, like, it's just very, very odd. I don't know why, necessarily. It makes me, like, feel weird about it, but... It just doesn't necessarily like gel with me, the chorus.
Yeah, mine wasn't with the vocals at all. mostly because we couldn't find lyrics for these, so I didn't know what they were saying a lot of the time.
Right.
But it's just like the like lyrics and everything are like a little more upbeat, and he sings in like a mid to upper register, but in the chorus he like sings lower, but it like sounds the same, but I feel like it shouldn't, and it's just weird.
I wonder, because I've noticed that happens, like if you listen to someone sing a song that's not in their range, and they have like they sing the verse higher than the chorus, it sounds very, very odd. So maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, because I feel like every time it's like that, it's usually like switched where they sing the verse a little lower than the chorus.
Right.
I mean, maybe I'm totally making that up. I don't know. Nah. I also don't think it's like out of its register or anything, though.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I think it's just odd. Like, I think the general rule, quote unquote, if we're gonna make one, is that your verses are generally lower than your chorus. Usually the vocals sort of move up a couple notes in the chorus, and I think they don't quite do that. They're almost like the same, which maybe is just why it feels weird.
It could be.
Yeah. Just because it's not what we're used to, and maybe you combine that with the fact that none of it rhymes, and it's just, I don't know. It's
all about this rhyming thing.
It feels so weird. It's almost like they went out of their way to not rhyme, and I think that's what bothers me about it.
Do most songs rhyme?
I think they do.
I feel like most songs don't rhyme.
I would bet that if you took a sampling of a bunch of, especially when we're talking about pop punk, I think if you took a sampling of all like 90s pop punk music, it would mostly rhyme.
All right, does All Star rhyme? Because that's the seminal 90s pop punk song.
Hey now, you're an all star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid. All that glitters is gold, only shooting stars break the mold.
Huh.
I'm not saying it has to be like AABB rhyme scheme. It's just like, it could be anything. It's just, it's odd that this was ABCD.
Wow.
Did you never notice that?
It's not that like I didn't notice it. It's just like, it just didn't like register.
Fair enough.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, like the song, the Freak Show, I still think is good. There's just something about that chorus that like doesn't sit well with me. Admittedly, the more I listened to it, the more it grew on me. So that's why I think it's like not a huge deal, but it, something about it just felt really off the first couple times.
So I would say that's also a general note I have over the entire thing, is like the more I listened to it, the more it just grew on me.
Yeah. I do feel that way about most of the songs.
Fair.
Yeah. Let's keep things rolling here. Move on to So Pathetic.
You're just gonna roll on there and have nothing to say about it?
You know, I started looking at my notes and realized, again, I did that thing. I was like, I have nice main riff on like all of these because that's kind of a staple of the album. So mm-hmm. I was looking for a good one to start off on. I don't know. I mean, this is another solid track, I think, this is why I think the album's front loaded, because like I think So Pathetic is also a really good one. I also noticed they have this cool like fake chorus in the first verse that they go in before they go into the actual chorus, which I thought was cool because it throws me off pretty much every time.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I just heard what you're talking about.
Yeah,
not something I noticed, but it's there. this is one that like initially I was like, oh, kind of whatever, but this is the one I always felt like was in my head, the chorus. Really? Of this one.
Yeah, this one, the chorus in this one is amazing. It's really catchy.
I don't know, like I was just walking around like cleaning up today and I'm like, I think I'm so pathetic. I'm like, why?
Yeah, I don't know, because this one didn't really jump out to me at first either, but I was doing the same thing you were doing. I was like, it was constantly in my head.
Yeah, which is just weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like it a lot. It's very catchy. And it's got that, like, the chorus, the first one's, like, soft and drops out, and then it just, like, builds up really nicely throughout the whole song.
Yeah, and I like how this one's got, like, when it, like, uses that guitar and a little bit of the lower register, how it has, like, a more defined, like, lower kind of end. Yeah, but I wish they did use, like, bass a little bit more, other than just, like, dropping guitar to a lower. It's not necessarily that it's, like, missing a low end. It's just, like, it's not, like, a complete low end.
Do they actually have a bassist?
They do, because, like, as I was typing that, there's, like, an exposed bass section, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's just part of the thing. Like, in punk music, a lot of the times you don't hear the bass.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the band is... It's a vocalist and lead guitar player, bass guitar player, and a drummer.
So it's... Oh, the vocalist is also the lead guitarist?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I was going to say, I thought you made a big deal about it only being three guys. You just named four.
No, vocalist and lead
guitarist. One man cannot do two things, Kevin.
Yeah. Rush would like to have a word with you.
Fair enough.
What, Geddy Lee singing, playing bass, and doing, like, synthesizer?
Yes.
Yeah. Which is one thing, sidebar, that annoyed me whenever we played a Rush song on Rock Band. There'd always be, like, a point where, like, you know how the vocalist would have to, like, do the tambourine parts or whatever with the microphone?
Yeah.
Like, whenever we do a Rush song, they'd have that, like, over the synthesizer. I'm like, this is fake. This wouldn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he can't do both.
This is lies. The Rock Band video game is not 100% realistic.
0 out of 10, would not recommend.
Exactly.
No, but, like, for real, though, we need to get that, because we need to play Rock Band again.
We need to get the fourth one.
Yes.
Yes. Too bad it's, like, really expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know, have we talked about this on the show? I really want to do, I want to get Rock Band, and I want to do a stream on Twitch where everyone gets decked out, like a glam rock band, and, like, takes it way too seriously.
That would be awesome.
Right?
Especially especially if it's, like, the first time any of us, like, actually see it and we play, like, on, like, hard or expert or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all totally can, but probably not on something we're hearing for the first time.
Exactly. It'd be so good. I think we need to find a way to make that happen. We need, like, a Talkin' Tunes Twitch account.
Talkin' Tunes plays...
yeah, exactly. Plays Rock Band. And we also need two more band members. But, you know, we have friends.
Yeah. Yeah, we promise.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, for now, though, we really just can't be hung up on hope about that. Oh,
you have taken all of them today.
I know. I'm just feeling it.
You know, it's really... You'd start off, you're like, oh, I'm so brain dead. Dude's stealing all the segues. All right, hung up on
hope. It's just like... I feel like these are just, like, made for it.
That's fair. All right, hung up on hope. Track number 5. We're moving at a decent pace today. I'm pretty proud of us. We might actually hit the halfway point before 45 minutes in.
Yeah, well, now that you mentioned it, we're totally not going to.
Sorry, I ruined it.
So let me tell you this 15-minute sidebar that I have.
Yeah, exactly. That was almost it. So let's rein it back in. Hung up on hope. You gotta talk first.
This is the point where I just thought, like, it's just like you need something just a little to just, like, throw a little bit of something to spice it up. This is like this is the point where I'm like, it's starting to just get kind of samey.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is about when I hit it too, and it's a bit of a bummer because I think Hung Up on Hope is actually a pretty solid song too. And you know, this is one of those things where we talk about it's like. It's both a compliment and a criticism to say, like, it's all really samey. Because, like, honestly, it's, again, a really good track, but we've heard, you know, 3.5 songs at this point that are almost exactly the same style and everything. And it's like, okay, it's another good track, but, like, I'm kind of looking for something a little different.
Yeah, even if something was just, like, a little bit faster or slower. Because I feel like if you just, like, tapped a beat from, like, as soon as you, like, hear something in Clean Slate, you can just keep it going through the entire album and probably barely be offbeat.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that too. It would be interesting to actually go through and see how much variance there is in the beats. Yeah, I don't know. Otherwise, I like the song a lot though. This is another one with a really solid chorus too. Like, unfortunately, I can't remember how it goes right off the top of my head because normally the lyrics help me with that.
Yeah. I've started listening to it underneath you talking.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
I've been there for a few weeks now.
I actually do that a lot too, but obviously yeah. I'm the one talking now. So, I don't know. I like the song though. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it gets go ahead.
I was gonna say it gets like a little bit like quote unquote nice guy about halfway through.
Like r/ nice guys.
Yeah, but I don't. It's not like creepy. Like what was that? The song off Sunrise Skater Kids that like slowly became like,
oh,
if I can't
have
you,
back.
I'm gonna kill you. Yes.
Yeah, I want to wear your skin.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't get like weird or anything. It's very like high school, I would say.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really good way to, if you were to sum this album up in just like one small phrase, it'd be high school.
Yeah, well,
which makes total sense.
Right. I saying that is a total compliment. They actually like they nailed the vibe they're going for. I mean, we didn't talk about it. The album art. We think we talked about it a little bit last episode, but this is like this album art is so good. You know, in case anyone can't see it, it's just a bin on the floor, and obviously the album's called Awkward Phase, and the bin is filled with like a Game Boy, old Game Boy games, Chuck Taylors, some like NES cartridges. I can't see. Oh, there's a Blink 182 album in there. It's like, man, it's like looking at, you know, high school or middle school. It's good.
Yeah, closer to middle school for us, but
right.
But it's like, yeah, this is the awkward phase.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I remember this. I remember buying Chucks.
I don't think I ever had any of those.
Oh, you missed out, man.
Yeah, I never had any fashion sense. Still don't.
Fair enough. Yeah, I was going to try and segue that, and I realized I don't have a way to. 18. Track number 6.
I mean, we're talking about the album in, like, awkward phase. 18 was pretty much my awkward phase.
Really? I was going to say, I feel like I sort of passed my awkward phase by then.
I think I'm still in the tail end of my awkward phase.
That's fair.
My awkward phase is, like, 6 years long.
That's really unfortunate.
It started right about the time I started driving, so...
That's fair. See, I like to think of my whole life as an awkward phase, so...
Yeah. My life is just a series of trivial events.
Wow. It's a little too close to home.
Yeah. If I ever write an autobiography, that's going to be the title of it.
A series of trivial events.
The story of Kevin, last name.
It would also be a really good parody of a series of unfortunate events.
Dibs.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I had an amazing idea this weekend for a cover band. Because I was in the car with the lady, and we were singing a song.
She has a name.
I understand. I'm protecting her identity. And she doesn't listen anyway. So we were in the car, and we were listening to whatever, and... she got to a part of the song she didn't know, and she did that, like, and I was like, oh my god, I got it. You need to make a cover band whose whole thing is that they don't actually know the whole song, right? So you're singing, like, All-Star, and it's like, hey now, you're an all-star, and play. And you can call the band Showerhead.
Why Showerhead?
Because you're singing in the shower. To the shower head.
Or does anybody actually do that?
No, definitely not.
Like I sing in the shower, but that's because I usually play music in the shower.
I mean, you could do like shower bottle. Or the shampoo
shower,
bottle.
Shower
shampoo
bottle.
Bottle. Shampoo bottle.
You mean like using that as like a microphone or something?
Yeah.
You're too excited about that.
Wow. I thought it was good. All right, anyway, 18. Let's talk about that instead. Kevin, you got anything interesting to say about 18 since you don't like my cover band idea?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm just saying you're too excited about it.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just saying, if you have to explain the name, then it's like...
All right, it needs a little work.
We'll workshop it. We'll discuss it again next week.
Okay, fine.
And then we'll go from there. Hey, also, edit this out so nobody takes the idea.
What?
Also, edit this out so nobody steals the idea.
Okay. I'm just going to leave in the part where you say to edit it out so no one steals the idea.
And hard cut.
All right, cool.
So, 18, right? That's the next one we need to talk about.
Yes, it is.
This is...
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I just, like, forgot words for a second.
Okay, that's fine. I understand.
Yeah, I know. At this point, this is where my notes start trailing off.
Yeah. This is also the point where, like, I was in the same boat. I was like, I really don't have anything to say about the song. I mean, so 18, I think it's kind of an interesting song because the whole thing is, like, I used to be cool for, like, being in a band and everything, but now, like, I'm not, and my significant other hates that I'm, like, not a responsible man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he knew it all along.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the lyrics. But, it's... Well, I'm, like, realizing people probably don't know. It's really catchy, but it's kind of also, like... really dull, you know. I mean, the chorus is basically him saying I knew it all along over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know, it's fine. This is definitely where I have a little more trouble with a lot of the rest of these songs.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're bad at all, but it's just like they're all like a 7, and they're all like a 7 for the same reasons.
Yeah, except for like a couple standouts that I would put at like 9.
Right.
So I don't know, I don't have much to say about this one. It's fine. It's a solid track. It's just not super interesting.
Right. It's just like they needed to just like throw a little cayenne in the mix there and just spice it up.
Yeah, exactly. Or even something to like tone it down. Like, I would... An acoustic track on this album would be cool.
It would be... I'd be interested to hear how their sound translates to acoustic.
Yeah, I imagine it'd be solid. But, you know, it's... What can you do?
Yeah, well, you just need to stay on track here.
It's harder... It's getting harder and harder to stay on track. Does it count if I wrap it in like a completely separate sentence? That springboards off what you said.
Oh, I set you up for it.
Okay, fair enough.
I totally, you know, bump set it, spike.
Except instead of a spike, I sort of like bounced it off the net. It fell on their side.
You bounced it off the net, but like they jumped up to try and block it because they thought you were gonna like slam it down, and it just like bounced over their hands and hit behind them. So gotcha. It's a point's a point.
Yeah, jokes on them. I suck. Harder to stay. Speaking of, actually, I mean, I was going to say that attitude is, I feel like, kind of what Harder to Stay is about. Because I feel like Harder to Stay is all just an entire track about how much, like, the world sucks. And, you know, like, I'm not going to take that, I think. It's, I don't know. This one's very, like, this is another very high school song, right?
Yeah. I had a tough time like figuring out what songs are about most of the time, because I do that almost entirely based off of the lyrics.
Yeah,
I feel like whenever I listen to songs, I can only either listen to like the music or the lyrics.
Yeah, you kind of need to focus on one or the other, and it makes it a little tough.
Yeah, just most of the time I just like listening to the music.
Yeah, my one thing I did say, the beginning of the song totally sounds like a Blink-182 track.
There was this whole time I was listening to this, I'm like, this sounds like somebody else.
Yeah, it, well, this one especially, I think, sounds like that opening, like, do-do-do-do, almost sounds like, which one is it? Crap. I took her out, it was a Friday night. That's Nobody Likes You When You're 23. But the beginning sounds the same. It doesn't sound the same the rest of the song, but that opening specifically sounds like it.
I'll have to take your word for it, because I don't think I know that one specifically.
Oh, you're missing out. It's a good song. Yeah. Also, I have to say, like, the other note I had about this song is that I hate the line where they say, that's more than I can say for the rest of the world. It's like, I failed, but I tried as hard as I could, I think. That's not the exact line, but something along those lines is that's more I can say for the rest of the world. And it's like, okay, we get it. You're mad at the world.
Oh, I mean, it's punk. That's the trademark.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Something about that line was just like, is hokey.
No.
Which, if that's what you're going for, more power to you, but...
You gotta think that that's, like, in the back of their mind, because they are going for, like, that a little bit more old-school sound.
I guess. One thing I would like to see is it's hard to tell, like, whether or not they take themselves seriously or not, you know? Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Not in, like, a Gerard Laundry sense where everything is, like, entirely a joke, but, like, what are they actually doing?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it almost, like, just every now and then there's a line that, like, sounds like a parody of a punk song, but isn't.
Right.
Or, but, like, I don't know if it's supposed to be, you know? And, I don't know. I mean, I've already said I like the album, but that one was just like, eh. We gotta keep rolling here, because now we have hit our 45-minute mark. 7 songs in. Let's talk about Awkward Phase, the title track. Which is in a bit of a weird spot for a title track.
Yeah, it is weird putting it in, like, the back third.
Yeah, exactly. But, whatever. The start of this one kind of sounds like Anger Management. Did you notice that?
A little bit. In the same way where it kind of, like, fades into something.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that a lot. It's not quite the same, like, riff or anything. It just sounded similar.
No, it uses the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
This one I really dug compared to the last couple where they're like, oh, it all kind of sounds the same.
Yeah, I think this one picks it back up a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's mainly the chorus again, like it is with So Pathetic.
Yeah.
This is like the other one that I felt was in my head all the time.
Really? I didn't find that with this one, but I can understand why someone would. Although I was muttering it through the store today, so. But it was also the song that was on in the car before I got out.
Well, that's kind of cheating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think this one's more, like, representative of that front half of the album. So, helps break up that sort of monotony from the last couple.
Right. Even though it sounds pretty much the same, there's something different about it that picks it up a little bit.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is, but it's like they should have used it more in the back half.
Yeah. I almost wonder, I mean, it's hard to say. I was going to say, it almost is like, do you think they rushed out the album and had to do a lot of, like, songs that weren't fully complete?
I don't think that's what it would be.
No. Yeah, I didn't get that vibe either, but there's a part of me that wonders just because, like, some of these are so odd. Not even odd. They, like, I've already said they're, like, very mediocre.
I got nothing productive. No offense to Eternal Boy.
No, not at all. Like, when everything is a solid average, you're doing well. I mean, like, if I really hated any of these songs, I would have told you. Although, we still haven't gotten to the one that I really don't like, though.
Really?
There's one on here that I think is not good.
Oh, well, let's keep going and try to find that one.
Yeah. Is it My Normal?
Is it?
No, it's not.
Oh. Because I'm actually not a huge fan of this one. This is the one where I was talking about where I feel like the chorus has a weird sound.
Yeah. My main problem with this one, and this is like, the opening doesn't match up with the first verse at all, because it's got like a very like sort of like solid main riff that goes on for a while, that just open guitar thing, and then all of a sudden it's just the run away and it's out of nowhere, and they don't match up at all, and the transition is just very shaky. The rest of the song though is really good, because it follows that same thing, because they never really like do that again, but that first transition just bothered me a lot.
Yeah, I think it's because they switch from like a more halftime feel to like double time, and it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, it almost wasn't smooth enough. Because I actually like the chorus of this one, I actually think is pretty good.
Man, for some reason that's what threw it off to me.
Really?
I don't know if it's like the same deal. Oh, I know what it is. I'm listening to it again.
Okay.
It's weird because they go from halftime to the double time, but they like don't keep the same beat. They do it on like not, they don't do it in the right beats. So like you can't just like keep the beat going from the halftime into the double time and it lines up.
Okay. That's fair. I don't know. That didn't bother me personally, but I also noticed I don't think that chorus rhymed at all. So we're on a contradiction number 3, right?
What do you mean?
What about, because earlier I was complaining that a Freak Show chorus doesn't rhyme.
Yeah.
And I said this one doesn't bother me.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Make up your mind, man.
I guess so. What are you going to do? But I specifically have a note in here that just says everything after the first verse is good. So.
Solid.
Yeah.
My note for this one is not a huge fan of this one. Chorus is a weird sound.
Yeah. It's odd that you don't like the chorus in that one.
I don't know. It's got a little bit of what the other one had.
Freak Show?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Or it sounds like it's like kind of in the wrong register.
Right. I don't know, man. It's hard to tell like what the slight difference is. Plus, it can be something as small as like, oh, I like the riff on this one more than the other one, that makes it for some reason all okay. It is funny what sticks out to us though in certain songs.
Yeah, and how like it sticks out in some places but not another.
Yeah, exactly.
Like chorus is not rhyming in some places but not rhyming again, but that's totally fine here.
Yeah, for arbitrary reasons probably.
Yeah. Man, it's our show. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah. Screw you guys.
And you know what I think we should do now?
End the show.
Wait, what? All right, bit extreme.
Oh, okay. Twitter storm.
We're just gonna totally harass Turnip Boy if they have a Twitter.
Okay, they do. I followed them.
Ugly.
So I assume you were gonna say we should move on if we still have our story.
That's what I was gonna say, but you know.
Sorry, I got us distracted. So my first note on We Still Have Our Stories is: has it been 10 years?
Has it?
It apparently. I think that's the first line.
Yeah, is the first. It is the first line.
Exactly. Oh well, what are you gonna do?
I imagine 10 years, you got a lot of stories.
That's a good point. Yeah, you would have a lot to talk about.
That explains why we don't have much to talk about here.
Do you not? What do you think of the song in general?
I think at this point I was just kind of burned out. It's like, yeah, good.
Man, I hate when this happens, though. Because, like, this is another... I actually think We Still Have Our Stories is a good song. Like, I like it. And I think it's more similar to, like, those first couple songs we talked about than the middle chunk. And, it's got some really good harms. The thing is, it's all the same things I've said about the other songs. Like, good harms, good main riff, chorus is pretty good. But it's nothing new. It's nothing that I haven't said before.
Yeah, it's just like disheartening, because I feel like if you took all 12 and you just like shuffle them around and put them in a random order, I would like the first 4 or 5, and then shuffle them around again, I'll like the first four or five.
I see what you're
saying. Even if they're entirely four or five different ones.
Gotcha.
Because it's like, they're all good, but it's just like, you can only have so much of it. Like the James Elsewhere thing, but this is actually good.
I thought we agreed that James Elsewhere album was like, or the individual songs were okay.
I don't know.
It's fine. You can have your own opinion. No, I agree with you. It's like it's really good mixed in with a playlist of other stuff. The album, it, like listening straight through the album is just like, eventually it's like, okay, I've listened to the same thing a lot.
Yeah. Maybe I misspoke. Maybe it's like Search the City, but this is actually good.
There you go. Yes, the Search the City problem, but actually good.
That's a more apt comparison.
Yeah, especially since they're both actually like pop punk.
Right.
Yeah.
These guys just do it better.
Exactly. And like I know we've been sort of like ragging on some of these a lot, but like it is good. Like I actually, even for the song that I don't like, it's still good. You know, it's definitely not a bad song. It's just more like not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I'd put everything at like a 7 or above if we were giving numbers.
Yeah. Speaking of 7. Oh. 7 years bad luck.
Right.
Oh, is this the one you don't like?
This is the one I don't like.
Oh, hit me with it. Why don't you like it?
Okay, I think it's really catchy. But it's very, like, this strikes me as kind of like a filler song. Like, I think a lot of the lyrics don't sound like they mean anything. And it's easy for me to say that just, like, hearing bits and pieces of them and not, like, really seeing them all in front of me, right? But, like, it's basically just about, like, we're gonna party because we can. And the thing, it's just very, like, I don't understand what the like quote unquote message of the song is. I couldn't really pick out a main theme, and it's like, I don't know. And the thing that really got me is there's two subsequent key changes at the end.
There are two key changes, which is that two key changes is one too many.
Yeah, and it almost wouldn't be if it wasn't like seriously within 10 seconds of each other. There's like a 10-second period where we just jump all over the place key-wise. Just throwing keys left and right. Looking for a lock.
Yeah, it's like a pianist all over the place. Just like keys left and right all over the place.
Exactly.
I really stumbled through that one. I apologize.
I'll forgive you, Kevin.
Yeah.
What do you think of the song?
Yeah, this is... Again, like I said, just kind of like burned out, and I get why you said that you don't like it, and listening to it makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
And going through the like key changes and like it really meaning nothing makes total sense. Okay. It's just like this is what Jared Alonji was talking about, where like, they needed like one more to actually make it like a good album length.
Exactly, because it's already like with 12 songs rolling right in at 40 minutes, which is about as short as you can do.
Right, and it's like, why are you talking about conformity? What, you're not like some kind of big anti-conformist message like throughout the whole thing?
Yeah, right. It's like,
and it's not like you're also like hardcore like punk. You're pop punk, erring more on the pop sounding most of the time.
Right, exactly, and like. Yeah, it's just very out of the blue, and especially for a song that's like, I'm sorry, a song that's like, basically we're in a party like there's no tomorrow, on an album about like going through your awkward phase just felt weird, and maybe that's because we were losers in high school.
Hey man, speak for yourself.
Yeah, Kevin?
I was crushing it in high school.
Yeah, I think you were at every party I was at.
Yeah, I was. And most of those parties were a rock band in my basement.
Exactly.
Drinking way too much Mountain Dew.
Because it's weird cool.
And not a female in sight.
Oh, it's too real. God, I don't even know where to go with that.
This is where we end the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God there's just demons left.
I had a segue too. You beat me to it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but now I don't want to say it. Let's talk about demons. Let's wrap this up. Demons, I think, is a really good track. It's a good final track, I think.
Yeah, weirdly opposite to 7 Years Bad Luck, this one actually like has a deep meaning about alcoholism, which is totally weird.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
It's just like, that's so weird turn.
Yeah, kind of also like completely tonally different.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's a really good song, though. I like this one a lot. And it actually does, at the start, it shifts a little bit. It almost does that slower thing that we're going to do, or we're saying we wanted. But then it picks right back up to where it was before.
Yeah, it teases you. It's like, oh, what could be, but no.
Yeah, exactly. This is another one on the album that I think is like above average for the album. I think it's good. So I'm glad it ended on this note rather than something like 7 Years Bad Luck.
Right. Yeah, definitely a higher note to go out on.
Right. So. Yeah. I mean, do you have anything else to say about that one or?
Not a ton. It just threw me off that this one randomly had like a deeper meaning, when like everything else was kind of. I wouldn't say like superficial, but just like kind of on the surface meaning.
Almost, it's like everything is very like, you know, high school before this, because it's like, Growing Pains is about like, you know, growing apart from someone. Freak Show is like, you know, exactly what the title says, and it kind of like goes on through that and. Then suddenly Demons is like a really heavy subject. So
yeah, which maybe is like signaling that like you're out of your arcade phase now.
Maybe that's true. That could be one way to look at it.
Who knows, man?
I sure don't. Eternal Boy probably does.
Oh, we can tweet at them at Eternal Boy Music and find out.
There you go. We'll have to.
Oh, shameless plug, that's $1.
Are you saying they owe us?
Yep. That'd be $1.
Okay.
Paid to the order of at Talking Teens Cast.
Yes, pay to our Twitter handle. That makes perfect sense.
Pay us at Venmo at Talking Teens Cast.
Well, we have a we have a GoFundMe. I'm kidding.
It's actually a Patreon.
That actually would be more us, yeah. Yeah. Our sponsor, Squarespace. No. None of these are real.
Oh, man.
None of these are real.
No, we
you
have...
make that abundantly clear.
God forbid anybody wants to sponsor us.
Yeah, no sponsors. No Patreons.
We can barely get our lives together to do this.
Yeah, that's a really
when we don't point. Have an obligation to somebody.
That's a very good point. We have an obligation to our fans, Kevin.
Yes, all dozen of them.
Dozens and dozens of fans.
Literally dozens of them.
All right, let's wrap this up. This is a disaster.
Yeah, it's gone downhill.
Final thoughts on the album, Kevin.
Again, like we were saying this whole time, everything's a solid 7, but it's a solid 7 for the same reasons, and you just needed something in there.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Really good. I like the album overall. I'd put it at like, you know, definitely an above average album, and it makes me want to listen to Eternal Boy more. Like, I want to see what they do and see how they grow as a band, and hopefully they maybe play with their sound a little bit more, which would be a little more interesting. But I think they're talented musicians, and like I think they're clearly good songwriters. I just wish they would not use the same formula for every song.
Right.
So I look forward to hearing more from them, is how I would put it.
Yeah, and this is, you know, within the last like 2 months, so it's going to be a while before we hear anything new, but we'll keep tabs on it
for sure. I think they're really, really solid band that just has like, you know, a few things to work out in their process. So sweet. Shall we talk about what we're doing next week, Kevin?
I think we should. Your pick, right?
Yes, it is. So next week, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about the brand new Foo Fighters album, Concrete and Gold, which is the album I was listening to on my drive home at the beginning of the weekend. And I got to say, I like it a lot. I'm going to be curious to see what you think of it, Kevin, because it's, I would say it's definitely not in your wheelhouse.
Definitely not my wheelhouse?
Yeah. It's it'll be interesting to see what your thoughts are on it, because it's not really... I don't know. I know your style, which is usually, like, acoustic or, like, you know, a Day to Remember style, like, metalcore. And this definitely doesn't fall in those. So I'll be curious to see what you think. But my initial thoughts on the album are, like, I like it a lot. So this is more about seeing what you think of it.
Kind of like how I did this one for you last week or last time.
Yeah, well, you picked this thinking I would like it. I'm picking the Foo Fighters one knowing that you may not.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see how it goes. So, yeah. Alrighty. Kevin, do you have anything to say to the nice people before we sign off here?
Keep it classy.
All right. Check us out at facebook.com/talkingtunescast. Check us out at soundcloud.com/talkingtunescast. You can find us on Twitter at talkingtunescast. As always, listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And have a great week, guys. We'll see you next time.
See ya.